My dear friends in Christ, I want to wish you all a very blessed and merry Christmas. When the angels appeared to the shepherds, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." Every Sunday, feast days, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we repeat these words of the angels, "Gloria in excelsis Deo." Down through the ages, generation after generation, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, Christians have gathered to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Through wars and famines and persecutions, difficulties from within and without, down through 2,000 years, the Church has continued her work and repeated these words of the angels, "Glory to God in the highest." And on earth, peace to men of goodwill. "Peace," says our Lord, "I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." Oh, the peace which Christ gives to us is not the peace which the world has to offer. Not the peace of ease and comfort, but the peace of a clear conscience, the peace of an undivided heart, the peace of an orderly soul. There is peace where there is no conflict. And when the grace of Christ triumphs in a heart, then the conflict is minimal. No longer does it struggle so much with its temptations, but it responds quickly to the grace of God. Never in this life will this peace be perfect. We will always have difficulties and temptations and trials. But if we cooperate with the grace of Almighty God, we will possess this peace. And what a great thing it is to have this peace. "Seek after peace and pursue it," says Sacred Scripture. We all know all too well how difficult it is to be good, how weak we are, and we are all conscious that we need someone to save us, need someone to help us. But who can help us? For all men are beset by the same trouble. We all share our fallen human nature. And yet we are aware of our need for a Savior. And this Savior is, of course, Jesus Christ. A man like us, but more than a man, God also. All of history centers on him. There's no nation in the world that's not forced to recognize him every time they write the date, every time they write the year. Every calculation of time in the public sphere is focused on, is based on, the year that this man was born. He is God with us, Emmanuel. "Behold," Isaiah said, hundreds of years before Christ was coming, "behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel." That is God with us. Long before his coming, he was foretold. His character was foretold. His life, his birth, his death, his manner of living. This child, this baby who came in humility, was God, the divine second person of the Blessed Trinity. And he showed forth his divinity. The lame walked, the deaf heard, the blind saw. And his miracles were such that not even his worst enemies could deny them. Christ, if a serious look is taken at him, is a man who cannot be ignored. "I have come," said Jesus Christ, "that they may have life." If you would have life, keep my commandments. I have come, again he said, to do the will of my Father. And he himself speaks to us about why he was born. For this was I born, he said to Pilate, and for this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. And again, in another place, everyone that hears my words and keeps them shall be like a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these my words and does not keep them shall be like a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. And so has he been, down through the centuries. Those who built their life, who ran their life on the teachings and principles of Jesus Christ, stood. They have stood in the face of persecution. They have smiled in the face of sufferings. They have sang in the face of death. They knew what was right and wrong. They knew what was good and what was evil. And by the grace of God, these generations of Catholics stood for what was right. Do not be afraid, the angels said to the shepherds. And so we see, whenever a messenger comes from heaven, these words, do not be afraid. And our Lord tells us explicitly that we should fear only God. I will provide for you, he promises us. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all things else shall be given to you. Put me first, and I will take care of you. And that should be our first concern, to possess Jesus Christ in our souls. And if we possess God in our souls, and we possess heaven as our inheritance, what do we have to fear? Or what more could we ask for? So let us truly rejoice today, then. It should be for us a very happy day. We look forward to heaven. I look forward to heaven. Christ came and saved us from our sins. And I look forward to tomorrow, because I know that it can be better than today. Because Christ has obtained for us grace. And the day after that. Not because we are anything ourselves, but because we have God with us. Again, I wish to wish you a Merry Christmas. Also, please remember, if you were in attendance at the Midnight Mass and received communion, it is the same day, so we were not able to receive communion twice in that same day. There are Christmas cards for me in the back. I hope everyone finds one there. And my apologies, I tried to get every family, but I may have missed a few. May you have a blessed Christmas season. I hope that it is the best Christmas you've ever had. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.